Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Today we're going to talk about fear. Everyone at one time or another feels fear. Fear is an emotion that we cannot escape from. It will come up in our lives. Now, how we handle it is another story. There are a number of different types of fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of success, fear of illness, fear of physical harm, fear of death, just to name a few. Oftentimes, people expect because you are a Christian that you will not fear, but the opposite is true. Fear is an emotion, and emotions are part of our makeup. Fear can either paralyze or motivate. I remember that old Nike shoe commercial that called us to, quote, just do it. It's a feel the fear and do it anyway type of thing. Many books have been written about this same issue. Many motivational speakers have gotten rich on other people's fear. They teach you how to just do it. You pay a few hundred or even thousands of dollars to get a pep talk, go through a weekend of exercises, and when you overcome the fear of jumping out of a tree, you are proclaimed cured. Until you face another giant in your life, and then you're struck by fear again. Then this fear is not the same fear you experienced when you jumped out of that tree. Fear is a great motivator. It keeps you dependent on Christ. The Word clearly states in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. There are times when you know that in and of yourself, you cannot accomplish what is asked of you. You're either fold or you hold. You either give up or walk away. You either jump into His arms and say, Lord, I can't, but you can, and greater are you that lives in me than that task that seems insurmountable. There is an edge that comes with fear that is not experienced with any other emotion. When you press into God, He uses you and your fear in such incredible ways that you are completely astounded. Have you ever been afraid to share the gospel of Jesus Christ or even talked with someone, but have done it anyway out of obedience to God? And that person either accepted Christ or told you that that's exactly what they needed to hear at that time. How did you feel? Pretty humbling, isn't it? In Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 12, we see there is wisdom in fear. Wisdom has built her house and has hewn out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids and calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come on in here. She says to those who lack judgment, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. Instruct a wise man and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man and he will add to his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Why is there wisdom in fear? Too many take the word of God lightly, and too many take the will of God lightly. By fearing God, we understand what is holy, and thereby are reverential and obedient. It causes us to desire to comply with God's will. It causes us to trust and not oppose His plans for our lives. There are many examples in the Bible of people going their own way and not fearing God, not understanding the holiness of God and His ways. We in this generation are living with the consequence of that lack of respect and reverence to God. Disobedience has its consequences. Disobedience out of fear is foolishness and decries our lack of trust in the Creator, His wisdom, and plans for our lives. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 7 through 13, God clearly states His thoughts, His ways, and His plans. Let's look at it. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree. Instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. What God says will come to pass. Your fear will only prevent you from achieving all you are meant to accomplish, or you will trust Him to carry it out, and you will succeed. The choice is yours. Some of my favorite verses, Jeremiah 29:11, states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 32:27, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for me?" Jeremiah 33:3, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." These verses let me know that I can trust God to take me through anything that I may fear. His word tells me that He will also give me the wisdom and anything I need to accomplish a task to get through the plan. God told Joshua not to be afraid in Joshua 1:5. He said, "No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." This shows me that God understands our fear. Yet in His goodness and love, He is so sweet that He promises to never leave us nor forsake us. He gives us example after example in His word of how He kept His promise. The same as these, "I will be with you." I could have taken the time out to dwell on the negative side of fear, but you know it all too well. Some of you are living in the consequences of that fear. Learn today to use it as a motivator. Learn to fear the Lord and not anything outside of Him. Even in our fear, He will help you through. Be willing to feel the fear and do it anyway. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, sometimes I'm afraid and that fear prevents me from trusting that You are in control. There are times that I just don't see it, and instead of feeling the fear and doing it anyway, I get paralyzed in my fear. Help me to give up my ways and my desire to control even You. Help me to trust in Your plans and will for my life, and be content with where I am, knowing that You will never leave me nor forsake me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed with us, drop me an email to buffy@swordradio.com. For more teachings and helps, please go to www.declaretheword.com. Until next time, God bless you.